Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
No, but we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this here in your ears is a mini episode, which is where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
It's true, but please do remember, we're not experts, we're podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And we really love to hear from you. It's what all these episodes are about. So if you would like to reach us, you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message at 781-591-0390. And you can email us or you could send us a voicemail at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And please do visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. You can follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast, and you can join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast, where the password is serums. You can also sign up for our newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter. It's going out twice a month, chock full of very exciting stuff, exclusive discounts, our thoughts on various prods, pop culture recommendations. I mean, it's all there.
What if I just only recommended water bottles every 2 weeks in the newsletter? Like, what if I...
And I didn't notice. Like, I kept asking you for product recommendations and you just kept sending me water bottles. And I was like, cool.
I just kept doing a different water bottle.
Yeah. That would be a good gag.
It would be a good gag, but also, you know, I do have a lot of opinions about different kinds of water bottles.
You know what? You do.
Kate's water bottle corner will be coming to you in the newsletter because I'm using a different water bottle than what I recommended in our first re-newsletter that came out. So, you know, can't stop, won't stop using water bottles. Mm. Well, Dori, it's a big week for you.
It sure is.
No, it is. It's Henry's second birthday, and that's cause for reflection.
Yeah, it kind of crept up on me. We're having a very informal get together with some of his little friends. Not the actual weekend of his birthday, but next weekend. And I've just kind of been thinking about that again. It's just going to be like a bunch of people in a park. Like, it's not anything that exciting, but I was suddenly like, oh, I guess we should do something on his actual birthday to make his birthday feel special.
Oh,
even though he has no idea what's going on. So I don't know. I ordered a cake.
That's great. That's great parenting work.
Thank you so much. But yeah, it also has made me just think about this time last year when we were a little over a month into lockdown. We had a little Zoom birthday party for him. And
oh, that's right. We made little videos.
Yeah. And people made videos for him. I'm not going to do that again. I feel like people kind of got Zoom birthday fatigue, but maybe we'll do a little, you know, blowing up the candles with his grandparents and some other relatives. But yeah, it did just make me reflect, like, whoa, it's been a year. Like, he's now had two birthdays his only two birthdays of his life have been in some kind of lockdown. You know, like we're kind of emerging from it now, but we're still in a pandemic. We're still in lockdown. People aren't, at least people I know, are not having like big traditional indoor birthday parties right now.
They're not at their local McDonald's playing in the indoor play gym.
And the play space, play place.
I still love those.
Yeah, I don't know. So it's just kind of made me like having those time markers, I think, does make you sort of sit up and say, oh, wow, it has been a while, you know, because otherwise we're just sort of like, I don't know. I think when you like take things day by day, it's a coping mechanism, but it's also like you don't realize how much time has passed because you're just taking things day by day.
Mm-hmm.
You're not thinking about the past or really the future. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh shit, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a full year.
And especially for Henry, who's only two, it's been more than half his little life.
Yeah, half of his life has been spent in a pandemic. That's a lot. That's a lot of life. Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. I don't have any other like deep revelations about this. It's just been something that suddenly has been on my mind.
My youngest daughter has had two birthdays in the pandemic because her birthday is right in the middle of March. So it was like happened immediately right when we started quarantining. And then, you know, we've gone through it again this year. And it's someone recently pointed out to me, like, for grownups, like this pandemic is a year of our lives, but like my life has been almost 42 years long. But like for younger people, like my 8-year-old has been an eighth of her life, or Henry, it's been half of his life. Like,
yeah,
that is a lot. That is a lot. And it's, you know, I mean, I did say to another mom the other day, good morning, when it was definitely 2:30 in the afternoon. So time feels.
Yesterday I had to do some interviews for a story I'm working on, and I like didn't read my calendar correctly. Like I called one person a full half hour early and then called the next person a full half hour early, and it went straight to voicemail. I was like, oh, that's weird. And then I looked at my calendar and I was like, oh, I'm like half an hour off.
I did that to you last week.
You did?
Yes. We have a bi-weekly Forever 35 team meeting. And I got the time off and I was at Costco, and all of a sudden I looked down.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, I'm supposed to be meeting with Dory and Sam like in 10 minutes. What am I like? It feels so abstract, I think, is maybe the word I am looking for.
It's hard.
And I don't know why I can't wrap my head around it. But anyway, I'm doing the same thing, if that makes you feel any better.
You know what? It does make me feel better. And you know what? The people I talked to could not have been nicer about it. Like, they were just like, oh, whatever, it's fine.
Yeah.
So that was a relief.
Are you doing anything for yourself to honor the fact that, like, you know, you gave birth 2 years ago?
Nothing comes to mind.
Okay. No big deal.
No, but I was just thinking about another thing related to this idea of kids and the pandemic, which is like, because Henry is so little and never really has known any different, like, he's never really had a play date.
Yeah.
He's never like, I don't know. He's never gone. He's gone to like one birthday party that happened to be a couple months before lockdown. He did go to an outdoor birthday party recently, but like, I don't know. It's just, it's like, it doesn't really matter, but it's also just like funny for me to think about, especially because it's my first kid. I don't always know like how things quote unquote normally would have been.
Sure.
But now that we're sort of starting to crawl back into normalcy and people are like, oh, do you want to do this music class? Or, you know, I'm just like, oh yeah, these are all things, or like go to the children's museum, or these are all things that we would have been doing like all year. that we just didn't. And again, like in the grand scheme of things, who cares? Like, we're healthy, we have a roof over our heads, etc. But it does just kind of, I don't know, sometimes I think about that.
It's weird. It's all just weird. Period.
Thank you. Thank right? you for
it's
seeing
just weird.
Me, Kate.
It just is. Everything is weird. Yeah. Nothing is, yeah, everything is weird. That's all.
Yeah. Yep. 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 Well, Kate, I feel yes, like, have I like rubbed off on you?
No. You haven't.
Are you? Okay.
This is separate
sure?
from. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Good. Because okay, I read so what, your little thing in our document and I was like, oh no.
No, no. So what Dory is saying is that, as previously discussed on our show, Dory does not like getting herself photos. She doesn't like looking at photos of herself. That's accurate, you would say?
I just never feel like, I never like any photos of me.
Well, I had professional photos taken of myself this past weekend, because I need photos to go out for my book promotion that will be gearing up as I have my first novel coming out in 2022. So I worked with a wonderful photographer whose work I love and an amazing makeup artist. Like, they were incredible. And like, wow, it's really cool to get photos taken of yourself. But I have to say, I spiraled into the body image world because I just immediately started analyzing my body and how I looked and how it's changed and how I could have done this and should have done that, and immediately went to the thing I always do when I'm feeling like body shame, which is I start to like Google crash diets that are always like, they promise weight loss under the guise of wellness. Like I did it. I've worked so hard on working on my disordered eating, my relationship to food, my body image, and I'm mostly in a really great place with it. But I had a brief moment of just really like tapping into that space,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
I had to really like sit with the feelings. And I did kind of like a visualization where I imagined like how I would be if I were a friend talking to me or seeing me, and also trying to remember how people in my, like how I would talk about a friend, like were I a separate person looking at myself as a friend. And it completely changed. It really did help, because I know that what I was thinking was not rational.
Yeah.
Or not even based in reality. Although the reality is that like the relentless pressure to be thin and look a certain way is never ending.
Yeah.
And I got through it, but like the journey of self-acceptance, self-neutrality, like respecting and loving your body, it's hard. I don't think it will ever, I will ever not be something that I deal with, although it's become something that I deal with in a much healthier way. Woof is all I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
And if I showed you these photos that I was like critical of myself, you'd be like, what are you talking about?
Totally.
So I had to channel that person, because I couldn't even like look at my, I just got, I don't know. I just kind of really spiraled into like a place that was not good, didn't feel good.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But you know, I toot-a-looted on out of it, Tori.
How did you do that?
I mean, I had to really come at myself from a place of like self-love and like self-acceptance. And I just had to, like, I had to say to myself, like, I am inherently a happier person now than I have been previously after doing all this kind of work with a nutritionist and my therapist and, like relearning how to eat and like relearning that it's okay to eat things like rice and dairy. I mean, I had like such restrictive behavior and really struggled with stuff. So I'm a lot happier, and I know that I wouldn't be able to tap into that happiness if I was restricting what I was eating or putting myself through jumping through those hoops again. So I don't know. Look, everyone's in their own place in this journey, and I judge no one. But this is just where I'm existing right now. So, But anyway, ultimately, I really love the photos I got taken of myself. I was able to come back and look at them with like a refreshed eye.
Oh, good.
I look at ease, and I look happy, You know what else I look? I look confident.
Yeah, girl.
And I don't always like channel that. So anyway,
yeah,
That's where I'm at.
Well, I'm glad that you got to a place of calm and self-acceptance.
Oh, but fuck, it's hard.
It's really hard. I struggle with this constantly.
And you know what else I kind of hate is that the narrative that like when you hit 40, you like that all goes out the window and you just love yourself no matter what. And I'm sitting here like checking my watch like, does that go out the window? I'm still struggling with that.
Yeah. For me personally, I think it has gotten better after 40.
That's awesome.
I think it also weirdly got like, and this kind of doesn't make sense, but it weirdly got better like after I had a kid.
Yeah.
Because I was like, bodies are cool. You know what I mean?
I do. They're wild.
And so that was kind of an interesting reframe for myself. But as you have witnessed, it has clearly not all gone away. So you can imagine how bad it used to be.
I can.
Anyway, let's take a break. And when we come back, we have some comments, questions, just everything to hear from our listeners.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
Drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just
like so many products out there, the overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
All right. We have returned. Got an email. I received many DMs about this. I posted about this on my Instagram. I mean, Twitter was just ablaze.
People anyway. Have your number. They have your number.
They really do. All right. So this person wrote, what? I don't even know what this is supposed to say.
Wait,
where? Dory, did you hear a fifth season on and a spinoff movie for Call My Agent are in the works thanks to Netflix? I hope you keep sharing your pop culture recs on the show. I have you and Kate to thank for many happy discoveries. Schitt's Creek, Maisie Dobbs, etc. I mean, this news was just so welcome.
I actually kind of excited because I'm still in the first season of Call My Agent and I'm in that kind of like cocky place where I'm like, I have a lot of it left.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That good feeling. You know,
and I'm going to say this and I realize it's kind of like raining on the parade, but I did have the thought when season four ended that it was like, okay, this is over. And like they ended it. I thought I really liked the series finale. I thought they ended it in a way that felt very true to the show. Mm. And it wasn't a way that like, it didn't feel Hollywoodish, which I liked. It felt very French. And I was like, oh, okay. Like this was this nice thing that I got to enjoy for some time. And I'm sad that it's over, but like, it's over. And so this news that it's coming back was a little disconcerting, honestly. Is that weird?
No. I think sometimes there's something to be said when something ends on a good note and you're done and you've like put it away and then it gets trotted back out again and it's a little bit like, oh, please don't mess this up.
Yes.
Like, it was good as it was.
Sex and the City. Yes.
Whoa. So- Whoa.
Oh my God. Sorry, I had something in my throat there.
Wait, are you referring to the movies number one and two or the series reboot that is happening?
I am referring to movie number two.
Oh boy,
in particular.
That is rough. Yeah.
and look, I know they've put together a great writing staff for the reboot of Sex and the City. So hopefully it'll be great, but I am skeptical. Like, can't we just say goodbye to things? Goodbye to all that?
Wow. Dory Didion is in the house.
I don't know why I'm like on this weird soapbox about like things needing to end. But like,
no, I get what you mean.
Sometimes things just need to be over. And like, we need to accept that as a society that things end. Like, Netflix will not always be around to swoop in and save the day with another season. You know?
I do know. And it's a very, I think it's very culturally American, isn't it? I mean, British
1,000%.
Series, like they end after two seasons and everyone's like, okay.
Yes. And, you know, okay, great. Netflix is making this happen. But like, the show ended.
Wow. Controversial. Dory doesn't want more Call My Agent.
No, it's weird because I do. And I will, of course, watch it. And I'm so excited to get back into that world. But there was something that just made me a little like, I don't know, like almost sad. Like we, like, it's almost like too much of a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that we don't know as a society how to like grieve appropriately. Like this just I don't know. Now I'm really ranting, but like this just tells people that like things are never over. Things are never really done. It sends a bad message.
Wow.
You know, I honestly, what am I talking about? I didn't even know I felt this strongly about this.
I don't disagree. It's like when, for example, they take a book series to make a movie, and then for the final book, they split it in two and they make two movies out of it just to milk you for your last dollar. And it doesn't work. And it's like, just be done.
Yes, just be done. Like, have you heard this rumor that they're like redoing the last season of Game of Thrones?
No, God, no.
Like, just be done. Can't we just be done and move on and people can create new art? Like, I don't know.
But Dory, isn't this just capital? Isn't this capitalism? Isn't this like, isn't this like one of the more gentler reasons that capitalism is terrible?
Kate, you're right. It always goes back to capitalism and the patriarchy.
Fucking A.
Wow.
We've solved it.
I was not expecting that. I'm going to need a moment.
I know. That was wild. Remember when you coughed the word Sex and the City?
I don't know what you're talking about. That was not me.
Oh, all right. Gosh. Why don't I read this next email from a listener?
Please, it completely please get changes me off topics. Of this soapbox.
I'll find a way to get you back. Hi, Kate and Dory. I have a question about weddings. My fiance and I got engaged almost 2 years ago. At that time, I was midway through vet school and living 500 miles from both our families. So we put off planning until we would be coming back home. Then COVID happened. And while all my friends were having to postpone their weddings, I thought, great, my procrastination paid off, LOL. Now I'm about to graduate, but the problem is neither of us are really, quote, wedding people. We prefer small groups to parties, we don't like to be the center of attention, and we're both terrible dancers. I also have a lot of problems with the wedding industry in general, but that's for another time. The point is we're more excited to be married than to get married, if you get what I mean, but I still feel pressure from both our families to have a, quote, traditional wedding. So my question is, how can we make our families happy and not have a terrible time at our own wedding? Or is that just how it goes? Have other people had this experience? I have thoughts.
I think this is the classic wedding dilemma.
Yeah, I mean, not only like does it sound like you don't want to have a wedding, but like save your money. If it's not where you want to spend your money, don't waste it. Like save that money. You know, I have family members who are very close to me who went this route, and it was beautiful and perfect for them. You know, they got married alone and then they had kind of like a party with friends to celebrate later. And I think you could get married by yourselves and have it be beautiful in whatever way you want to do it. And then have like a nice dinner at a nice restaurant or have an outdoor catered thing if we're, you know, still COVIDing. You know, you can do a nice thing with your families and people can toast you and it can be small, but you don't need to dance. You don't need 300 people. You don't need to be, you know, the center of attention if you don't want to. Your wedding should be about not her. Your wedding should be about you, and it shouldn't be about making your families happy. And if they are unhappy that you're not doing what they want, they need to deal with that in their own time. They are adults.
Yes, and you didn't make this clear in your email, but I'm wondering if part of this is that you're like, are your families paying for it? Because then that does complicate things, because if they're paying for it, then it is like, well, I guess they get a say because they're forking over all this money. So if you want to just like liberate yourself from that, then you could say, you know, look, I appreciate the offer, but we're just going to do this small thing. The end. And not take their money.
Yeah. It's really should be however you and your partner want to do it. Period.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so Dory, it's break time.
It sure is.
We've got to pause. We've got to recalibrate. And we'll be back.
Okay, BRB.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, we're back with a voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Kristen. She, her. I'm 34 and a half, which is relevant because I recently saw a TikTok, which of course I can't find again, that said something about how our proteins age more rapidly at age 34, 60, and I think 78. And in those years, there's some sort of massive acceleration in aging. And I'm wondering where being 35 plays into that, or if this is some patriarchal bullshit pseudoscience that sort of doesn't acknowledge perimenopause or menopause. And I'm wondering what you think, because I have noticed the last 6 months, my grays are popping, my skin is sort of sagging like it never has before, and I can't tell if that is because sort of the pandemic is finally weighing on me, and I look at my face all the time at work on Google Meet, which doesn't have Hey Snap, or if it's something else. So I would love to know, is this a thing? Do people know about this? Is it real? Thank you very much. Love the pod.
Okay, so I Googled.
Okay, like what did you find?
I Googled like age more at 34. And what I found was that this comes from a study conducted at Stanford University School of Medicine. And we'll link to an article that was on Stanford's website. It says Stanford scientists reliably predict people's age by measuring proteins in blood. And then lower down in the article, so it does say here that aging is not done at a perfectly even pace. And then it says there seems to be a more herky-jerky trajectory with three distinct inflection points in the human life cycle, which occurs at 34, 60, and 78, because the proteins in your blood change, noticeably change. This is what this article says. Okay, I'm not a scientist, as we've established many times. Neither is Tori. Okay, so cool. I mean, but it sounds like that's detecting it in internally, as opposed to like gray hairs coming out. I mean, I have friends who went gray or fully bald like at the age of 20. So I think all this study shows, and the article makes this point, is that like we have kind of three points in our life, like, you know, young adulthood, it says late middle age and old age, right? So this seems like nothing new to me. I would never encourage anyone to feel like at 34, all of a sudden shit just starts a change in. Like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I don't know because I don't know much about this study, but like, yes, you're right. Okay, here it says that men and women were equally represented in the study. However, like, I don't know if it's taking into consideration all the hormonal changes that women go through. So I wouldn't worry about this.
Yeah.
You know, a TikTok is made for entertainment purposes. Like, I think I love TikTok, but I do think like the ones that I enjoy often have the same effect as like a clickbait headline where like I watch it and I'm like, whoa, like I watch a lot of dermatology TikTok and I have these like startling reactions to this like 20-second video. And then I'm like, oh, wait, maybe I should dig deeper. So don't give it too much weight. I don't know. Dory, I've rambled. Do you have thoughts?
No, I'm 100% in agreement with you. I have not read the study, full disclosure, so I can't weigh in.
I'm just scanning through an article, so.
On that front, but yeah, let this go.
Let it go.
Yeah.
You're doing great. And you know what? How beautiful that your hair is changing color. That's, you know, it could be cool.
All right. Let's hear from another listener.
Hello, my dear friends, Kate and Dory. This is Rachel calling from a very sunny and beautiful Seattle right now. And I just wanted to call in and say I just got my first COVID vaccine dose, and I'm driving on this beautiful day listening to the podcast. It just hit me all of a sudden that life was good sometimes. Like, life feels good. This feels good. You know, knowing that I'm going to be vaccinated soon and enjoying the sunny weather and listening to your voices, and, you know, things are hard sometimes, but sometimes it's good. And now is one of those times, and I just wanted to share that with you. I hope you're both doing so well. I hope you're feeling a bit of positivity these days, too. And I can't wait to hear what you come up with next on your podcast. And Dory, I can't wait to read your book. Kate, I can't wait to read your book.
Oh,
so many things to look forward to. All right. Take care. Love you both. Bye.
This is such a sweet message. I'm so happy you're feeling that, like when you get that glimpse of like, oh, everything is okay in this moment.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, what we're coming up next with on our podcast is being angry at TV shows never ending. So that's where we're at.
Oh, gosh.
This is a nice note to wrap up on, because I do find when I'm in the moment and I experience that sensation of like, It's almost like you like let a breath go and you're like, oh, I feel I feel good right now. I feel content.
Yes.
And then often those moments get like erased from your memory because of the grief and sorrow and pain of life.
Yes. I 100% agree with that. So, well, Kate, thank you for indulging me.
It was fun. I'm glad we went down this road.
Oh,
it was interesting. We talked about all sorts of stuff.
We really ran the gamut.
I mean, when do we not?
I know, it's true.
What a journey we go on. All right. Well, listen, we are so grateful for you for listening and weighing in, and we'll talk to you next time.
We will. All right. Bye, everyone.